This is Renegade Broadcasting.
Well, since my bed left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street.
Hello, hello. Hello, Beady Boy. As usual, I'm in a technical fuzzy, and it takes the great people at Renegade to keep me informed. I don't know how the hell I hang on. It's the old age and the shake, folks. I get so twitchy with these shows. Oh, the studio and Renegade people are tops. It's me. I'm not technical. Hey, the name is Beady, Beady Boy. It's just after 8 p.m., June 22nd. Tomorrow's the big day in Britain. Do they stay in with the lunatic Marxists out of Brussels, or do they get out, leave the PU, European Union? But you fine patriots in Germany or Bulgaria know what we're talking about. Hello, hello, hello. This is Beady Boy and the Dinosaur News. It's June 22nd. As I just said, the last day before the big Brexit vote in the United Kingdom. And Sambo the Cat's even upset. So we hope it better be leave from the European Union stench, or else what's going to happen? So that's part of today's show. Then we've got odds and ends throughout the white world. Well, I have to admit, as you know, the show, and I'm attached with the British People's League, so the show really is more detailed to those of British roots and British stock around the globe. And our European cousins are covered well by the others on the network, like, for instance, you just had on Kyle's show a Bulgarian and a German patriot, and they did a great job. And so the rest of Renegade does cover all of the other patriot countries inside out and 10 times over, do a great job at it. So I try and keep track of the old Anglo world before it's all swallowed up by the Guzis and the Gazis and the Nubis and the Wabis. Even a Google search today on New Zealand. Unbelievable. Although they did vote to keep the old flag with the Union Jack in it, and that vote was held just in the last couple of months. So maybe the new Chinese didn't vote, or maybe they're just foreign property owners, but Google searches show that New Zealand is being gobbled up by the Chinese. Yeah, there's Sambo agrees things are getting rough. And the worsening mess for white folks. Now, I've had a very enthusiastic new contact out of South Africa, thanks to Renegade Broadcasting. And he sent me many links, a lot of information. Apparently, there are new fresh fires going in Pretoria. The NAC, National African Congress, are being blamed. So the blacks are fighting with the blacks, and the whites squeezed into shanty towns in between. But, you know, as I was looking at the links, Bing Crosby opened the show last week with Accent the Positive. So I'll bring up some problems we have. But as we get near the tail end of the show, we'll talk more positive. But as I look at the links from the new South African contact, a great patriot fellow. It occurred to me that this is happening in Detroit right now. It's happening in Chicago right now. My great plan is to send destroyers off the coast of South Africa and rescue the whites. But then I realized, it hit me, well, wait a minute. These fires look familiar. And the gruesome murders? I know how savagery the horrors of the farm murders are in South Africa. But, you know, I'm sorry but to say it, but it's going on in Detroit and Chicago, the gruesome murders. People being bludgeoned with machetes being imported into America. And I don't know what to say about it. I'd love to give the South Africans some hope, white South African patriots. My God, if we don't straighten out our messes in the rest of the white world, we won't be able to help whites in South Africa. That's the reality. And I am a realist, as best as I can be. Now, there is fantastic white regrouping going on for survival in America. And I got to tell you, folks, it's been a rough day. And then just before the show, I opened up an email from Tennessee, included photographs of white mountain people, white patriots at the top of a mountain ridge. And they are friends, good friends of the Renegade staff, etc. And what an uplift for me. I just began to think earlier today, well, I'll explain to you what it is. Okay, it's simple, really. So I have this established twitch, they call it. It's not Parkinson's. It's not dementia. Not yet, anyway. Joke, joke, joke. But this twitch, well, they gave me a pill for it that other people take for blood pressure, some to slow their heart down, called a beta blocker. Actually, one of your chat people who knows health very well sort of hinted in strong terms that that was a very strong pill. In any case, I was going around punchy as hell with just the minimum tablets. So I thought, to hell with this. I'd rather put up with the twitch than go around groggy. Well, now the twitch is really back, a nuisance. So when I was typing this morning, what's this got to do with the show? You folks are kind enough to tune in, and here's Beattie singing Hank Williams. Well, this morning when I hadn't finished my first coffee yet, and I go to click in, because I shut the computer down every night, as long-term listeners know, it's only on a half life. And I go to hit the Skype button. What did I hit instead? I hit quit Skype. Brilliant, Beattie. Brilliant. Just brilliant. Effing brilliant. I hit quit Skype. So, 2 hours later, because I'd been through this about a year and a half ago, fiddling around, hit the wrong button back then. I thought it was hopeless. The stuff you have to go through for Skype, even if you've been registered and you have passwords, they ask you for this, that, and the other, and then they're coding that you have to decode to prove you're a person and not a robot. If you can read that stuff, you should get 10 degrees. Biggest load of crap. 2 hours later, so I was worried this would be the first show I'd have to miss. And I just stayed at it and stayed at it and stayed at it. Finally, I must have hit the right download or some damn thing, because the instructions are not very clear. You hear that, Skype? Your instructions are not very clear. My friends at Candor would be on here as guests, and they're the two sharp people running it couldn't even set up Skype from Britain. And these are Sharpies. I know others from Britain have been on this network, this Renegade Broadcast Network, but these two people had tried. Aren't dummies. They're very sharp. No, it's not easy. So it's been a long day, because frankly, the shows are my life right now. I mean, I spent so many years for the white cause, and to think that I couldn't do anything useful. And then I had to bug the staff at Renegade about the fact that I got a new name on Skype. Similar, but new, and blah, 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 and it'll regroup and all that. So what I'm leading up to is Then bingo, I got a booster shot about 15 minutes before showtime. I got this email from Tennessee, Mountaintop, Tennessee. Unbelievable. You talk about a pitcher that will go down in history. Well, it's a confidential pitcher, I'm sure. There's about 20 people, including children, on a mountaintop in Tennessee. So that's a great new contact for me, but he's well known to the staff of Renegade. But the pitcher is an inspiration. I'm not being corny. When we win the revolution, legal revolution, of course, in defense of our peoples. Have you got that, authorities? Legal revolution in defense of our peoples. When it's won, that pitcher, and I've been around a few years. I don't like to tell the pretty cashiers at the grocery store that I've been around a few years. But I think you people in Renegade know that. What, the flirting part or the age part? But I've been around. I've seen lots of pictures. I've seen lots of photographs. But this picture at the mountaintop with these hillbillies and intellectuals and children, that photograph someday is going to be enlarged and framed in the White House. It's equal to the founding fathers of America, the good ones, the good guys that allowed for guns and allowed freedom of speech. It's equal to the founding fathers of Canada who were good guys. Sir John A. Macdonald, the founder of Canada, who spoke of our Aryan white race and that Canada should only be for Aryan white people. That photograph moved me just before the showtime. I don't know how I would have sounded cheerful because Bing Crosby set the course from now on. Accent the positive and deflate the negative. So I'm caught in my own words, hoisted on my own petard. So when I see that photo and the email about the exciting news of things that are going on, oh, it doesn't seem as if any America are calling it legal undergrounds. I call it a legal underground. They're doing fantastic. They were involved in the first white man's march and leaflets and flyers and unbelievable. It's one thing to hear about it, folks, okay? And I know you older listeners, I don't mean by age, but longer-term listeners, because most of you are young out there in the chat room, etc. I call young anyone under 60. But you've been around, and the white man's march
bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're just having a little bit of a problem with Beatty Boy here. Beatty, if you can hear me, you've gone quiet. We've got silence on you at the moment there, sir. Just bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. We've also had an attack today, too, so maybe that's got something to do with this. I'm not exactly sure. We had what looked to be a DDoS attack. I also do know, okay, I'm getting a message from Beatty saying that nothing has changed there, but we've got dead silence from him. The call is still running. What we're going to do is I'm going to call Beatty Boy back, and we'll see if something happens that way. I also do know that RBM was under attack, I think, today, if I'm not mistaken. Rivero. I did hear something to that notion on RBN today. Do we have you back there, Beatty Boy?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're coming through. For some reason, all of a sudden, your sound just went dead, like it was muted. I've checked everything here, and everything seems to be working fine. Go ahead, sir. You're right to go.
Okie doke. So you can see what kind of a day it is. Even headquarters has had problems, but they weren't related to my Skype problems. But the network is getting stronger. And I wasn't going to get into the killing of the member of parliament just yet in the show tonight, but things are happening. The fact that the killer of the lady, the young mother in Britain, had that linkage with National Alliance, I was going to get into a bit later in the show. I want to continue talking about the good things. And the good thing of that photograph is historic. So, Tennessee man, you best save that photo and get it enlarged and tuck it away, because it is going to be enlarged and put in the new White House when our day comes. If I'm allowed, that is. But I put my time in America. I put my time in Cincinnati and Cleveland, Chillicothe, Columbus, Akron, Ohio, with Reverend Jack Kreitz. So I put my time in, so I should become an honorary white patriot in America someday as well. But that photo was tops. I know that the chatters will be very curious about the photo, and management can decide way down the road if they want to release it or not. But it inspired me to no end at all. As I say, it's one thing to see the banners at a set day, you know, a set function, a set protest, a set advertising campaign. It's one thing to see that and see the people holding up the banners for that. That's fine. But it's another thing to see down-to-earth hillbillies and intellectuals gathered together at a mountaintop in Tennessee with the children. And included in the email were details that one of my heroes of the white right in America is Dr. John. He doesn't even know me. I've never talked to the man. And I don't have call-ins to the show. But anyway, I got news from this new emailer, new to me, not new to the Renegade family, that Dr. John is fine and things are going swingingly well. It's just a dream come true. Everything in this guy's email is, well, it's taken the whole platform out of the British People's League. You guys are doing it. You're leading the way. I've yet to see any parallel. I've seen pictures and photos on the internet of get-togethers with lots of police and this, that, and the other. Nothing like this photo. Not fair, though, if I can't release it. But just take my word for it. Wow. And it came at perfect timing. Absolute perfect timing. It would have been a rough road to hoe to get the 2 hours through. And it would have had some of you hanging up for sure. But as I say, So I stopped taking the pills, so I'm a rock and a hard place. My body's functioning much better. I've got some strength now. I can walk a lot further. And that's fine, but the twitch is there. But it's to do with nerves when I'm excited, whether I'm angry or happy. So I've hit the wrong keys on the computer, screwed up the odd. So that's enough of that crying song. It's Odin's Day, for goodness sake, Beatty. It's June 22nd. Now, I've got my little notes here. Listening to Dinosaur News. I think I said that. I think I said my name enough times. But those who do want to reach me, now that we're getting some good emails, I'm going to plug the email address for Beatty Boy again. British Canada at gmail.com, britishcanada@gmail.com. And at this point, I'll give a plug for our mates in Britain. I've emailed Candor people and wished them all the luck tomorrow, but it'll be luck for patriots around the world if the Leave campaign still wins. They were in the lead until that woman was shot in Britain. And of course, the leftists and the commies are using it to the hilt to get voters to stay in the European Union. I, frankly, my gut instinct tells me that Leave will still win. There'll be some turned off, but Leave had a substantial lead in the regular. I like the polls that take an average of all the polls, okay? That's a poll of all the other polls is what the average is, and Leave was getting really ahead well. So the killing of that leftist Labour woman will have caused a drop in Leave, but not enough to lose. I believe we will be winning, and I believe next week's show I'll be crowing. Now, that's not – I always pick the wrong words, don't I? You've heard the expression, eat crow. So you can crow about something, but I don't want to eat crow. Okay, so, and those are British roots here in Canada, if you'd like more on what we're up to on the side. And nothing compared to the Tennessee bunch. nothing compared to them, but we try and give information for those of British stock around the globe. So it's British People's League. British People's, no apostrophe, couldn't be bothered. British People's League, L-E-A-G-U-E, BritishPeople'sLeague.com. And actually, management at Renegade Broadcast is good enough to have the link for the British People's League website right under the picture of me from a YouTube video. I had a thick, thick sweater on in that little photo, as the old house gets cool. A lot of songs about an old house. Well, this old house gets pretty damn cool in the winter, but the show must go on. Through Skype problems, through freezing problems, or through attacks, as our brilliant engineer, and I say brilliant quite sincerely, Sean, pointed out, and has it under control. And again, I think that was terrific with Kyle having on well-spoken guests, white patriots from Germany and Bulgaria. Great stuff. I have to confess, I have to catch up with other shows. The reason I don't get to all the shows as often as I should, and I do hope you'll understand this, I've been at this a long, long time, and the more I hear, the more my arm's going to shrink. Never mind the arm's twitching like a seal. Matter of fact, sometimes I see a pretty cashier, it twitches too. But seriously, all of the information, it bogs me down. It really, really bogs me down. And God bless everyone that sends all the links. I can't read them all. It just bogs me down. I know what's going on out there very well indeed. And keeping track of it all, it's a full-time job. I am happily engaged now in answering terrific emails. Speaking of emails, there's a fellow on the west coast of Canada, a Viking for sure, young family, he's self-employed. He's on Vancouver Island, and he would like to be physically in touch with some comrades, if there are any, on the Vancouver Island. So I know there's a group of patriots who have got their own setup going in Vancouver. Now, if you hear this show, you fellas in Vancouver, one of you, do get in touch with me. Read the email again. And then I will leave it up to the fellow in Vancouver Island. He's as genuine as can be, believe me. Not just my instinct, but I check things out. And when I talk about legal underground units, that's exactly what he wants to do. But he admits it's... It's pretty hard. I know I've said watch for people in the grocery store, watch for people here and there in your daily outings, but it's pretty hard unless you hear somebody speak up. It's pretty hard to, what are you going to do, walk up and say, hi, I'm your local white racist. I laugh in advance because I remember one time in a restaurant, a fellow introduced me to his brother as that. Oh, and this is Beatty. He's our local white racist. Yeah, I'll never forget that. And the guy didn't blink. The guy shook hands, the works, we're in small village area. So now I'm watching everything. Everything looks cool so far. But misery loves company, so I hate to say it, but so I wasn't the only one that had problems technically speaking today. But hey, that's the way it goes. The thunder before the sun shines. But it's going to shine. That picture sent to me from that guy in Tennessee has got me riled up till the last day of my life, I'll tell you. It's just something that I haven't quite seen. When I used to go to Ohio, we had some great meetings at Reverend Jack Kreitz Church. It was in an old machine shop. Very unusual church. When I went up my turn to speak, I thought it was very unusual. Beside the Bible was a loaded pistol. So nobody was going to fool around. It was identity back then. That could make a picture, and there are a few pictures over the years, yes, but somehow this picture is unique, spectacular with the whoever took the picture. Wow, with the clear sky behind, a few trees, the rock. You can see they're at the top of a mini mountain, and there's a sample of all our white people there. bearded wonders, intellectuals, and the kids just as happy as can be, and the women folk just looking wonderful. I can't be as rough in my language as they are on chat when they're having their fun, but I get in trouble if I say some women look delicious. People take it the wrong way. I mean, you know, I'd like to give them a kiss, that's all. But I'll tell you, yeah, speaking of the chat rooms, they are, what's the word, entertaining, uplifting, wild. And I'll be honest, because they're casual jokes in between, I will read the chat rooms before I even listen to the show they're talking about. And that's not fair of me to my fellow hosts, I know that. But I will get around to the shows, but I've got to be in the right mood. I have to be with the arm calmed down, not twitching like a seal. But the chat room, if new listeners to the these shows haven't engaged in the chat room, is dynamic. Brilliant people on there, brilliant comebacks. I just sneak in occasionally. I haven't got guts enough to hang around too long. You get chewed up and spit out in a very happy, sincere way. But you can't BS them in the chat room on Renegade Broadcasting. And I know the fine articles are there on Renegade Tribune, which you find on the homepage as well. So how are we doing so far? Oh, yeah, break will be here. Well, we've done the first half hour pretty well covered. I've got myself a big note here to go loud with passion. Well, long live Odin. How's that? God Odin, I call him. It seems that a lot of the young contacts I'm getting are from Odinist people, but not pushing it like a Jehovah's Witness at your front door. Not at all. I think they're just greeting me because they know that I promote Odin's Day as Wednesdays for having the show. But I'm so excited with the quality of the emails since I've been on Renegade Broadcasting. Thanks to the management, ownership, or whoever. You donators, too, that donate to Kyle and hopefully Sean as well, because I've not been asked for a donation. Ah, we got the Renegade clock up now. It's no, don't get me wrong. Sean's working. He's keeping everything's tuned in. I'm just glad to see it there. Okay, we've cried about Beatty's nerves. We've heard that story before, John. Now we're going to, I'm just trying to stall for the first half hour, so that we can reach into the second half hour on schedule. But I think I've jumped it already. It's not even a hot day. I don't have an excuse. It's not even a hot day. Anyway, just to revert a bit on the first half hour, I am so glad Dr. John is in touch with key people in, if I dare say, the Tennessee area. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again. It was his talks that inspired me to pay more attention to Renegade Broadcasting. Cool, calm, and collected. And now don't get me wrong, I'm about to say this. I'm not the young generation. But I couldn't understand how Dr. John could handle all the language. I could. And oh, it was rough language, and he just talked as cool as a cucumber. You have to do this, you have to do that. Good water and pure food, just as Sinead talks and as Rose in the chat room talks. And I haven't heard your commercial yet, Rose, but I'll get to it. Deanna Durbin, folks.
We're being lied to. We're being exploited. We're being robbed. We're being poisoned. We're being led to the slaughter. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Sooner or later, we're going to have to rise up and free ourselves from this tyranny. Separate, we are weak, but together, we are stronger than you can imagine. Get to know your local community while you network with the world. The awakening has begun. We will not be stopped.
It's hard to take, folks, on this beautiful broadcast network and hearing my favorite songs. I'll tell you, it's got me choked up. I cannot believe it. Hallelujah for Renegade Broadcasting! Well, I've got it in my script, loud and passionate, so I'm not an actor. Now, Beatty Boy was talking about Brexit and Candor, our good mates over there, I'm not sure if I gave their email address. I get detoured myself so often. Candor, C-A-N-D-O-U-R, candor.org.uk. They've been circulating some fantastic patriot posters throughout the world to do with the vote, to make sure that people vote to leave tomorrow. They've really done some first-class work. Sometimes when they bump off my own self-promotion for Renegade shows, I bump theirs down below or put them in hide for a bit, but not the real super duper ones. But hey, I advertise Renegade Broadcasting on John Beatty's personal website. As I've said in the past, I don't have much luck getting into programs, so I didn't want to start a group, BritishPeople'sLeague.com, Facebook page. And I know the stories about Facebook pages, the danger that we face and so on, but I believe it has to be done. We have to connect somehow if the enemy finds out. But again, they haven't got a prayer. Now that I've seen that picture I keep raving about, now I know what Don Advo talks about on another network, when he talks about when white people get together, the enemy haven't got a prayer. Well, now that I see what's gathering, the clans are gathering, and they sure are. And it's not my imagination. But as I said, I apologize for really not being able to quote some of the links the fine new contact in South Africa sent me. And I really apologize. But I just can't keep track of the massive surge in white patriotism around the globe. I know how the people in South Africa have suffered. We all know from the pictures of the farmers being slaughtered and everything else. But as I said earlier at the beginning of the show today, the slaughter is going on in Detroit, Chicago, Toronto. So my apologies again. Rather than linkages, I just appreciate a word of hello. Okay, now, there's been some, I don't know whether to call them patriots or not. I don't want to give a plug for some people, but I have to point out that some people have tried to hold meetings still in 2016 in enemy territory that I call the hotel ownership. Now, I know the Stormfront people, they meet in a fine building where they have no problem. But anyway, within the last week or so, a meeting was stomped on. Cops there and everything else, and the management played the big shot. We're not going to allow racists, even though these people have met there in the past. But I have my reasons for not giving them a plug. But I have to, in all conscience, point out that a meeting was canceled. And that ties in with the positiveness of Beanie Boys, no choice but to have legal underground units. Legal underground get-togethers, coast to coast, north and south. And remembering that these legal underground units have personalities. And personalities to this boy outweigh any dogma, outweigh any philosophies, outweigh the works. Personality is everything throughout history. You got good personalities and bad personalities. And then, unfortunately, after wars are fought, there's a comparison of personalities that goes on forever, and it doesn't do any good. Let's just work together. Irish and British, German and British, Polish and German, you name it. No more brothers' wars. Now, what I want to point out too with the emailer, the famous photo, I point out to this particular party that if any of them ever travel to Canada, as I've said to Sean, the technician, there's lots of room here at my roomy residence. Has to be vouched for, of course, but don't worry, we know. We've got Nick and Charles hosts to investigate anyone. But I sincerely mean that. Visitors are welcome here. This is cottage country. It's where all the millionaires flee to their yachts and their boats and the private lakes up here. It's near Algonquin Park, for those who may have heard of Algonquin Park, or if you look up Algonquin Park, well, I'm right beside Algonquin Park. But I mean it for sure. And believe me, if a big, huge donation ever came, after I split it up with all the good hosts and management at Renegade, if there's still some left over after getting the house a paint, if there's still any left, I'd be taking the bus and visiting around. Visit good chatters here in Ontario. Stir things up legally, legal underground. I've never understood in my life why it is that personal visits are required. My old Dutch landlord, and I'll give his name, God bless his soul, in Valhalla, Henrik Vanderwint, and he always said it. He said, you think the Queen doesn't have to leave the palace? You think the Pope doesn't have to leave Vatican? And without getting into conspiracies and who's giving them orders, they still have to leave and mix with the people. And I've never really understood that. We're getting together right here on Renegade Broadcasting. But yes, in the flesh, and on the British People's League homepage, we have an editorial to the effect of what the aims are of the British People's League, what we stand for, an editorial. And partway down the editorial is that you cannot share a drink, you can't clink a glass and a toast with the piece of whatever the hell the computer is made of, glass screen or whatever it's made of. It has to be in person. And that's all there is to it. Now, we'll get into sour publicity over that Cox lady killing in the United Kingdom. Regardless of how she died, unfortunately, she did die. And she was the mother of two children. Having said that, I'm sure most of you listening in, and maybe some missed it, but there were found in his possessions literature purchased from the National Alliance when Dr. Pierce was still alive, and an invoice, etc. So, of course, the world news media were in touch with the National Alliance, those sitting on the name National Alliance, asking them about the Cox killing. Now look, they did a lousy job and they're talking to the press. That's why this boy supports the NARG, the National Alliance Reform Group, to win back the National Alliance out of the hands of the incompetents, because they would have answered the press in a much more professional manner if they answered the press at all. But why answer the press? Why answer the creeps? And this is sort of a message to those, well, who consider themselves leaders out there, or others might pass it on to those who consider themselves part of leadership of different white enclaves throughout the world, the Western world. What will you do? What? Just what if in his possessions was found some notes about the Renegade Broadcasting, that how he listened to some hosts and he loved it? Then ownership here would have been called. Or it could have been to political cesspool. So are we prepared to answer the enemy press intelligently? Well, it doesn't matter how intelligent you answer them. They're going to lie and twist it anyway. This boy is very proud. And yes, I'm boasting. That Breivik guy, when he slaughtered those teenagers in Norway, CBC emailed me, well, emailed the British People's League, wanted a comment because Breivik had talked about the Knights Templar and there was talk that he had British connections. So anything with the word British. But of course the CBC, because they knew about the secret underground war years ago, they'd love to get at me no matter how. So they got in touch. We'd love to talk to you about the Breivik thing, Mr. Beattie. Please reply. Well, I knew it was a trap and I don't talk to them anyway. I don't talk to them at all. Don Black says he doesn't like to talk to them whatsoever unless he's in the mood. Well, no, I say no mood whatsoever. Imagine if they talked to me about Breivik. Now, we have a good legal underground brain trust person in Canada.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that they're very ruthless. John, if you can hear me, we've lost you again, sir. Just check things on your side. Everything seems to go over here. About the only measure I can take is to reconnect us. If you could just drop me a message. All right, it seems John's typing something here for us, ladies and gentlemen. Just bear with us. I mean, we're obviously still streaming. I'm pretty sure people can still hear us in the chat room. Okay, nothing's changed there. Okay, John, I will reconnect you. Just bear with me. All right. We do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. This is something out of our control, obviously. The studio is up and running 100%, at least for what we can tell. There is no errors going on, so we do apologize. You're just going to have to bear with us.
Can you hear me, Sean?
Yes, I can, sir. Go ahead, John.
Okay. So, where were we? We were talking about, yes, the Breivik situation when they tried to talk to me about the Breivik deal. Well, just imagine, if you talk about these things, you're tied in. That's the way our fellow idiots out there, our meathead white retards, think. If you're talking about something, you must be tied in. That's the name of the game of the CBC, Communism Before Canada, and all the Zog network controllers around the globe, whatever. So this particular person I was saying, that's a good friend of the British People's League, sent them an email and said, Mr. Beattie is unavailable. I love it. And it was the CBC French network of all things. They're pretty strong in Canada as well. So that night, I have my high school French, je parle un peu de français, big deal, whoop-de-doo. But that night, I tuned into the radio CBC, and sure enough, I could pick out the words just enough for my high school French. The Ligue de Britannica, etc., etc., and unavailable. I got there. Anyway, they weren't available to talk. But they still mentioned the name in their show, in their smear, without even having talked to anyone. Which proves the point. It's no use talking to any of the big news media. Now, hypocritical Johnny boy. What about when I ran for Deputy Reeve in 2014, just a couple of years ago? Didn't I talk to the local press? Local only. No, that's not true. That's not true. I talked to the Toronto Star and I talked to the National Post. They even took a picture of me on the porch. Okay, a guy once told me, he was a patriot, passed away years ago. He said, Beattie, you're the greatest excuse maker I've ever heard. Well, here's the excuse for that. First off, I ran at the request of a very well-known local patriot. He doesn't mix openly with our groups here and there and everywhere. No, no, just the kind, you know what I'm talking about, the kind who are in a village with us all the way, but keep themselves, but feed me information, etc. Asked me to run, and he had friends that wanted me to run as well. No money involved, no money changed hands. I didn't even ask why. They've been good to me. They protected me, these village people, all these years, physically protected me. Okay, Beatty, if you make an exception, like you made an exception, but this wasn't a Brevik killing. This wasn't involving some screwball murdering a member of parliament. It was to do with getting bits of our platform out during that election campaign, and I did manage to do so. Out of 2,000 votes, I think we got about 10%, 214 votes, and I didn't spend a dime other than the $100, what do you call that, nomination fee. But I still feel a bit hypocritical, but there are different circumstances, and I've just explained the circumstances. But those idiots at the National Alliance helm right now should not have spoken to the news media whatsoever. Just hang up the phone. They're the enemy. If you're talking the enemy press, you might as well invite them in your home, unless you have very, 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 very extenuating circumstances, which I believe I did in a local election. Because after that local election, I got a lot more smiles on the streets. I don't get any change ever. Everybody's got their own money problems these days, that's for sure. But that's the way it is. You never know what could be found in the home of future people who take the law in their own hands. So I guess it's a warning to white group leaderships out there. If you're known publicly, that other things happen down the road, you may get the call. So you have to know in your mind what you're going to say. I know Kyle with the White Man's March handled that all beautifully, but there's not many Kyle Hunts out there who can handle the news media so well as he does. I mean, how many people can put together a video like Hellstorm and get it shown at a film festival in the year 2016? Unbelievable. Okay. So, personalities, we've covered personalities. But personalities mean so much. Getting back to the chatters. And it's so important, people in the chat room, I know I keep saying it, but there, you know, if you can't do much else, I'm not saying you can or can't. Now, that Tennessee email with more photos proving thousands of leaflets and flyers, my jaw dropped. You know, we like to think it's going on, and then sometimes I don't think there's enough of it going on, but it's going on all right. It certainly is going on. Now, let's swing back to New Zealand. That's pathetic. I never expected that when I checked out Google about the Chinese gobbling up New Zealand. But again, they didn't at least vote against the flag with the British Roots Union Jack. I know it's hard for those who have had problems with the British over the centuries to listen about the Union Jack, but that's our root symbols, the same as Germany has its root symbols, and Bulgaria, or whoever, or whatever. But that's sad to hear that, because in Australia, this Pauline Hanson's running for a Senate seat. And you want to see the impact that the chatters have on me? I always, before I even speak, I think in my mind, what will the chatters think of my next statement? Which most are against democracy as such, and I know it's too late for democracy. Of course it is. But when there's no one else to refer to, what am I supposed to do? And Pauline Hanson at least stands up for white people and is against the invasion. She wants commissions against the Islamic invaders. So she's, at least there's somebody in Australia besides Sean and Pauline Hanson. I know Sean has some good friends. Actually, I have checked some chatters' profile, and, you know, some give their age and where they're from. And there's a few chatters for sure who are Australian patriots. That's the best I can do to keep in touch with people, keep you in touch, just as I promised the young fellow in Vancouver Island. Oh, I sent him a website of European Canadians having 600-page-long discussions. That's not what he wants. He wants to meet somebody in the flesh. But likewise, if you've tried through the other network, Don Black's network, they have contact pages, and it didn't work out for you, you'd rather go through Renegade, well, then don't hesitate to get in touch with me and let me know the general area you're in, and we'll give you a plug here on the shows if we don't have a direct email source as such. Now, I'm not going to obviously forward something to you that I know nothing about the person at all. I'll have to know at least, you know, some way that they're not an agent or et cetera. But I can't do all of it. I'm not as good as Nick and Charles in that regard. So you'll, if you do get an email from me mentioning someone else's email that said I could use it, well, it's up to you to have a coffee first before you invite them to your get together at your apartment or your house or your home or even your mother's basement. Have a coffee at one of the bloody chain spots and size them up the best of your ability. That's all you can do. There's nothing absolutely foolproof. That's the risks that we have to take, isn't it? These are the risks that we have to take. I mean, as mentally ill as the guy in Britain, that mayor guy that stabbed that mother of two children, and it turns out he could be mentally ill, but he what? What's the but? He was driven off the deep end. And how many others are going to be driven off the deep end by the government policies of allowing the invasion? It's just not right. On the other hand, he should have picked a harder target, should he not have? I mean, to mow down, no matter what her politics, a young mother of children is going too far. I'm not saying that there's fighters in the enemy camp that are young, but there could have been other targets that he could have chosen, I suppose. I don't know, but it just doesn't smell right even. It's shocking in that regard. However, and I must say, I don't know, I'd be diplomatic. I don't like plugging other shows from other networks when we've got to build Renegade Broadcasting, but exceptions are exceptions. And I found Covington's broadcast today from the Northwest was pretty spot on. His analysis of the situation that just happened there in Britain with that member of parliament losing her life. And as he pointed out too in his show, how far can you push people? And then the simple-minded people like this mayor guy who were already off the deep end and depressed, he's head counseling. And, you know, it's horrible, but if the powers that be would stop the third world immigration invasion of our shores, you wouldn't have to worry about these screwballs, would you? Excuse me. But of course they're going to keep pushing their agenda. The commercials on the network here, I can have nothing to do with, put in my disclaimer. I can only be blamed for my words only. I'm taking a risk even referring to the commercials on Renegade Broadcasting. But the commercials are accurate. They point out who's behind the invasion, who's behind the invaders. We all know the situation. And it's up to us. As I said last week, 2011, I'm trying to have a big rally up here with 200 acres. And I told the Darts Club people, you're it. If we don't make it in Canada, no one will. And they looked at me like I was nuts. I said, okay, who else is doing it? Come on, come on, come on. Where, who, as the old owl would say, who. Because I'm tired and speechless here, I'm allowed a corny quick joke. And my sense of humor is wicked, but the who reminds me of the parrot and the owl hate each other's guts. They're both nested in this bachelor's apartment. He brought home some company. And the parrot said, somebody's going to get screwed. And the owl said, ooh. The parrot said, not you, you flat-faced bastard. Well, that's as far as the humor will go. I'll check the chats, probably not till Friday, to see how bad it was. Again, back to personalities. And even if you try an underground unit get together, and you know, something doesn't work out with someone that's there that you don't like. I've seen it happen on chat, in the chat room. Some people don't get along, not that many, but some don't. Well, that's okay. You can avoid that. You can swallow your pride for situations like that. Or you can start your own legal underground apartment get-together. But the echoes of the fellow in Vancouver, how can he meet someone to get them in on? So I really hope someone else in Vancouver itself is listening in and pass the word on that Beady Boy needs a contact for a very fine, oldest, young entrepreneur with a family who feels very isolated on the island itself. So I guess I've stressed that plenty. But legal undergrounds is the only way to go. And that Patriot meeting that got canceled, and it was ironically canceled out in the West area by hotel management. It's happened so many times. So now I know that different groups have found a couple of hotels, those with the shirt and tie crowd. Well, we know of one group that, needless to say, the chat room and I have nothing to do with. But Don Black Stormfront people are pretty good, and they meet in nice locations. But it still costs a lot of money. And you have agents there. No two ways about it. You better listen to me, sugar, all the cats are at the house. Jerry Lee Lewis is rocking. Hey, honey, get your bobby shoes. When I got here, this is my hero. I got everybody hopping, everybody bopping. I've been at the high school hop. Oh, I've been at the high school hop. Taking up the high school.
Divide and Conquer was never about placing a line between whites and blacks. That was always going to naturally happen because we are so different. It was always about whites being turned against fellow whites.
Racist this and racist that. You don't hear blacks calling each other racists, but you do hear whites calling other whites racist. You also hear white men calling white women bitches and white women calling white men pigs. It's time to cut the shit.
White men
and white women
need to become white men
and white women again. Because at the moment, white women are no longer white women.
And white men are no longer white men.
It's okay to be a lady.
It's okay to be a man.
It's okay to be white.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friend. A chance to share old memories. Songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. You'll go.
This is Renegade Broadcasting.
For the Welsh people, for all white people. And I've heard some good tunes from the host when I'm, and the hostess when I'm able. Willing and able. Okay, let's get into Brexit a bit now, how it would affect America, the rest of the world, or whatever. And those of you who are obsessed with politics, as I am, for the white man, and the white lady, and the white family, and the white blood, and our Viking ancestors. So say there's success tomorrow, Brexit. Now, I know the non-voters, those who nothing to do with democracy, they'll say, what the hell's the difference? But Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, will be forced then to do things a little bit our way. For instance, they won't have free passage every Tom, Dick, and Harry who sneaks into the rest of Europe to just head for Britain. It'll be a sign to Cameron that he's got to change his ways. Now, whether or not Trump has affected anybody remains to be seen, because he's surrounded by Jews who are not known to be very cultured in our ancient white ways. But if he scared enough white people into doing something after he loses, and I believe Trump will lose, just as Cameron's going to lose Brexit, there has to be something good for us if they leave the European Union. Britain will be independent again. And it has been said, I followed Drudge Report and the others, that if the Leave vote succeeds, then Britain has shown a path, and others will follow suit. Other white patriots will say, to hell with it, let's get back our specific sub-tribe white identity within our overall white race, Germany and Poland and Latvia. Well, I've gone a bit far. I don't even know if they're in the European Union. I'm allowed to make the odd mistake. You get my point, that if Britain votes to leave the European Union, other countries will follow suit. And I think the reflection in America will be that some who are teetering on being a strong patriot or a mild patriot, I think it'll put some guts in the patriot cause in North America. There are many who say that Trump has stirred up some patriotism. I suppose that's true to a degree. The enemy camp will have seen this, so what I'm going to say isn't any big secret. But I'm astounded, and good for them on Don Black's forum. They've reached over $1,000 of their target for the month of June. And we still got, 8 days to go? Now, corny beady here, but I think that's a direct result of all the white people who are fed up. They saw the Mexicans riot in San Jose, California. Never mind it's Trump, but they saw all the Mexicans rioting. They've seen the black mobs punching out white people at Trump's rallies. I think it's incredible to me. I can't remember seeing $1,000 more than what's being asked. I think that the Black Network there, they ask for around $7,000 a month to keep the operation going. Well, now let's switch the dials to Renegade. Sean had a bit of technical trouble today. It's a good thing that they have acquired some equipment, a great sacrifice to Sean and Kyle and a few others who have pitched in. So sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander. If the Stormfront Network can get enough in to keep going, especially with their security software, then surely there are people out there listening who can also pitch in, who can afford to pitch in. Let's hope there are some who can afford to pitch in. Many are, of course, and many can't. Many are disabled. But those who can, think about it seriously. Now is the time. If we're successful, I say we, the white man, the white patriot, even in Britain, is successful in getting out of the European Union. It'll be a kick in the teeth to the globalists. Never mind it was democracy that got to the point. It'll be one powerful kick in the teeth of the globalists, of the multi-cult mob, of the liberals. It'll really have them foaming at the mouth. And as I referred to earlier, it's sad that a man has to be in a mental condition to go and use a knife on a mother of two children. But as I also said a little while ago, what are the simple people supposed to think in the planet when their backyard is being flooded with alien cultures, alien peoples? Well, that's what's being faced. And I believe that is why Stormfront received $1,000 over what they require each month. So let's see this happening with Renegade Broadcasting. Because as Renegade picks up, as patriotism grows and grows, and it's growing, as I said, I can't keep track of all the links proving that white patriotism is growing, then the enemy is going to, well, they're going to do more attacking on Renegade. I'm not suggesting anything for the creeps on the opposite side. I'm just saying to some of the listeners who may have a few shekels that they could spare to send it in to Renegade. Because as we grow, the enemy will grow also. But there's always two sides to everything I say. On the other hand, the more we grow, I think you're going to find a lot of the leftists shut their mouths in panic and start hiding their heads instead of our white fellow neighbors hiding their heads like the ostrich. It'll be the enemy camp. They're only human too, and as we grow, they're going to really get scared. How much opposition they'll offer is hard to say. We've seen what happens at demonstrations in America and in Britain. The police end up protecting the patriots. However, if those patriots were let loose on the mob without being thrown in the slammer, well, the Spartans did it at Thermopylae, and I believe a lot of young white patriots in Britain and America can take care of the leftist mobs without the police protection. And they act as though they're protecting the white patriots at demonstrations, but sometimes I wonder if they are protecting the mob from the white patriots, because they're a bunch of wimps when you get down to it. But that's the rank and file. Then we've got the creeps at the top, like that Soros guy and others paying for all the crap. But this leaving the European Union, it'll be just one great big plus on our side. It'll be a plus on our side. And then there'll be a lot, thank Odin, thank God. Because we just cannot be anything but positive. I believe I heard Kyle say at the tail end, or was it on chat, after interviewing the German and Bulgarian, that there are positive aspects for our racial awakenings going on throughout the white Western world. And really, really, we are picking up. That's for sure. But a few boo-boos don't help the cause. Not boo-boos made by Renegade. Covering my ass here. But I'm going to repeat it again. The way the idiots at the National Alliance who are sitting there supposedly milking the National Alliance for their personal corruption, they answered the enemy press over the killing of the Cox woman. It was just plain stupid. You know, this Williams guy saying, well, she had a target on her back. I mean, how stupid can you be, a mother of two children? But if it was handled by the other side who are now taking the National Alliance to court, the Reform Group, the National Alliance Reform Group, with Dr. Pierce's brother, mind you, don't forget that. And I stayed a weekend with Dr. Pierce and his family and his brother, shared a room with his brother, Sandor Sandy Pierce. He's a distinguished man. He's not going to be associated with a bunch of dingbats. They're good people.
Okay, John, you've got dead air again. Just check that there's not a mute symbol on the little microphone area of Skype, sir. Before?
Yes, the mute was on the whole last 10 or 15 minutes. My fault.
We can hear you now. Okay, yeah. So obviously...
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead.
In all the confusion, I finally did it. I had the mute button on. I hear the warnings all the time. Watch your mute button.
Just to let you know, John, just quickly, we were able to hear you for the last 15 minutes. It's just all of a sudden you went bye-bye now. You only went bye-bye for about 5 seconds, maybe 10 seconds at most.
And yet the mute button was off the whole time.
Yeah, so maybe it's in reverse. Anyway, yeah, finish the show. Go ahead, sir.
Here we are, folks. Boy, Sean's being polite to me. He's got respect for his elders. I think if he barks at me, he's afraid I'll collapse. Like they have their running games on chat. But it's terrific. I mean, I call them games, but not really today. It's terrific that people can have some humor over all this seriousness. I know that I got the big C from being too serious. You got to kick back and relax. Even while doing this hard, hard job. And I take my hat off to all you chatters that you can have your humor, but then when it comes serious, you're very serious. But I can't believe it. Now I'm pinned down with chat error. No, not chat error. Yeah, mute. Didn't unmute the button. What the hell would you call that? That's a sin. Because I remember hearing that before I offered to come on. I asked to come on, Renegade. And I remember many times hearing that expression, is your mute button on? And I was trying to label some of the nice songs there, and then I shut the button off. So enough crying about that, Beatty. Get back to your stuff. Okay. I couldn't give a warning enough, strong enough, that there will be other tragedies in the political world out there, and there will be phone calls to known people, including Renegade. I hope I don't get another call like the Brevik period. And then we've got to know how to handle it. Now, I believe the people at the National Alliance Reform Group could handle the calls magnificently. I got to give credit to Jared Taylor. He's handled some of the calls pretty good during a lot of crap. But I say the best approach is not talk to them at all. They are the enemy camp. Zog runs most of the news media empire. They're the enemy camp. And don't talk to them at all. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with that court case. National Alliance Reform Group win it, then they'll get the land back. They'll probably never see the books again and all the inventory that Williams has stolen out of there. But at least the land will be back to the way Dr. Pierce wanted it. Run smooth and efficiently. It'll be just great for all of those backers of the National Lands Reform Group that they win the case. I believe there's a couple more hearings necessary. I don't think the NAR group has officially been recognized yet. They've put in all the paperwork to get official recognition for their court challenge. And in the meantime, Williams is getting arrested all the time and half his supporters. Oh, I know what I want to say about the National Alliance business, too. Now, some are saying it's fishy that the news media, the enemy camp, got a hold of Mayer's book orders that he had sent down to National Alliance. So the accounting billings, and how quickly the Southern Poverty Law Center, God, I hate saying those letters, that word, those words for those creeps, but how quickly they came up with the guy's name. Well, that was due to a guy named Dillaway that Williams had hired. This Dillaway guy got in a brawl with Williams. Williams fights with everybody. So to get even, he went to the SPLC, unless you want to believe that this Dillaway guy who did the accounting checkup, the accounting review, the accounting analysis, what's that other word I'm looking for? When you do audit, he audited and went through everything. And then he got pissed off with Williams, and Williams pushed him around, whatever. And then he went running the SPLC. Well, you don't go running the enemy camp, but this guy Dillaway did. And he gave them all the accounting. So it's no big deal to me anyway that they simply categorized every name they found in the accounting and put it in the computer. So it only took them 1 second to punch in Mayer's name and it showed up. So that's no big deal. Like they weren't sitting waiting for it. I personally believe, as did Covington say so in his broadcast today, that was a genuine political assassination. Just most unfortunate, it had to be a young mother of two children. So it's so important how we know how to not handle the press. It'd be great if there was a consensus amongst white leadership. I chuckle. What consensus can there be? The only time I ever saw white unity at work was with my old friend John Gerhardt, who still is active. And you could look him up on Google. And in the 70s, I was on it. I went down. But guess who paid for my airfare? Bus fare. Guess who? An agent for the, what is it? The Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms and Tobacco. Yeah, an agent trying to set us all up. Paid for the motel room for Beanie Boy. I didn't know one way or the other what they were. Anyway, we had the white unity meetings. And they were very successful. And just to make you all even more suspicious in the chat room, the one meeting we held was in a community center, which was allowed in the basement of a bank. Well, I can assure everyone, there were no bankers telling me what to say at the meeting. I talked about the Civil War. It scared the crap out of some of the people in the audience. The white unity meetings were called in the 70s to oppose busing, forcing, as Don Advil says, kidnapping white children, putting them on a bus, driving them into the black area, and vice versa. If that isn't kidnapping, what is kidnapping? Kid standing short for kid, doesn't it? So there's all of these aspects of our political white fight here. Legal, as often as can be. But I do recommend Covington's broadcast. Not that I like promoting, well, and I dare I say competing aspects of it, but his talk today was exceptionally good as far as what happened in Britain. And, you know, I got to give credit where credit's due. Now that I said those words, Well, I've got time to kill, so I'm going to blurt it out. Okay, let's backtrack now to Canada and how the cesspool we're becoming. And a few, especially in the chat room, will remember bestiality was almost blessed by the Supreme Court of Canada in a case where a dog's private parts were involved with human, I don't know, it was human sperm or something to be licked off. It was just sickening. And anyway, the outcome of that case, 8 out of 9 Supreme Court judges allowed it and didn't pass judgment on the bestiality aspects, but it was allowed so that they made it legal that an animal can be used by humans in the sick sex. 8 out of 9 judges. But are you ready for this? Someone I've watched through all my politics, because her husband was the head of the Canadian Jewish Congress back in the 70s, I believe it was. She finally wormed her way into the Supreme Court of Canada. Well, she got the backing of the powers that be, so I can't call it worming their way in. Well, guess what? 8 out of 9 voted in favor of allowing the bestiality in that case. Rosie Abella was the only one of all the judges who said no, because this judgment would allow bestiality, and I am opposed to it. She wrote the only dissent. So what are we supposed to do with that? Now, I don't remember the form. God, whichever form talked about the bestiality aspect, it was a not too bad a form. I can't even remember where the hell it was. There was a form, okay?
Beady Boy, have you knocked your microphone again? Have you knocked your mute button?
That mute button's going on by itself.
Ah, there we go. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, we might actually have somebody attacking Beady Boy. After the show, John, we'll put our heads together and we'll have a bit of a talk about this, okay?
Sure thing. Yeah, unless the arrow, folks. You know how the arrow can wiggle on its own? But no. Now I don't feel so bad. Beady's excuses. Do you remember last time it happened, 20 minutes ago? And I said I left it on by mistake. But this time I definitely did not. That is wild. I'm going to move the arrow way the hell the other side of the page. There. Now we'll see if it sneaks its way over. Okay, where were we? Okay. Wow. Anyway, so I went on this. It'll hit me. It wasn't too bad a website, not by a bunch of fairies or queers. And they were discussing it, the bestiality aspect of it. I just had to do it with a question mark, though. Left myself that opening with a question mark. I said, well, I've got to spoil the party and tell you who voted against bestiality was Rosie Abella, who's aiming. She'd love to be the Supreme Court Justice head honcho, but Beverly McLaughlin is sitting there right now. And so that's what I pretty well put in this comment, reply. I said, so what are we supposed to think about that with a big question mark? And a guy astounded me. I didn't expect anyone that truthful. And he came back and he said, well, credit where credit's due. So I've just done it. I've got personal reasons for having black memories of Rosie Abella. Let's just leave it at that. So I'm not here to promote anything, but I am here to throw a curveball at everyone and think that one over. It's wild. It's unbelievable. So credit where credit's due. So what's Beady trying to pull a Trump here, and maybe we'll get a couple of million bucks donations now? No, we don't take money from enemy camps. We find out that it's from enemy camps. I'm talking politically here. I am still a member of the Law Society of Upper Canada as a retired paralegal. So I have to watch my P's and Q's how I talk about other legal people. But I do have the right to have a personal grudge. But I don't have the right to hold the profession to ridicule.
Did it get out of that one nicely, folks?
Okay, I'm watching that mute button. Okay, what are we at now? Should be some music coming in soon. Okay. So, what'll happen tomorrow? So they leave. So the banks are going to go crazy. The pound will drop for a bit, but not for long. Don't kid yourself. There's a few big shots in on the gravy train for the Leave campaign who know that patriots, white British patriots over there in the homeland, the motherland to a lot of people, wanted the hell out of the European Union. So they want to ride with it, much similarly as Donald Trump is riding the white wave as he sees it. Not going to worry about what Trump does or what big shot. There's a couple of them, I can't think of the names right now, who are in the Leave side. But they won't do anything for the little people. But the victory will be there. And we can build on that victory. We can brag about the victory. The news media in Britain, the Zog media, tried to smear the Leave campaign. They formed a, you know, responsible, respectable political group being with tables in the towns, the high streets, as they call them in Britain, in the villages. And there was a vicious smear on former members of the British National Party and calling them Nazis and fascists. What's new? But as has been said by other hosts on the network here at Hostess, their smears aren't working. The smears aren't working. We can't wake our people up, not because of the smears. Is it because of the TV? No, it's the ostrich syndrome throughout history. You know, the people cheer Caesar one day, and then the next day they stab him in the back. Right now they're sitting pretty, but if they smell victory in our camps, or what they think is our camps, such as leaving Brexit, then they'll nod and respect us. I get double-edged looks because people aren't sure how to take me. They know about the radio show, and they're just one of the tough young guys in town today passed me. I said, how you doing? Oh, are you behaving, BD? He's never said that before. I know the radio show has scared the crap out of him because radio, well, you've got to be somebody to get on radio. How does BD get on radio? They have no idea. The people like Sean and Kyle Hunt and you chatters out there and the others, I don't know what else I can call the others, the support network. The Tennessee hillbillies ready to strike legally in defense of their peoples. So that's the way it is. There's so many angles to consider here. There's so many aspects of this fight for ours. But if you don't pray, well, then you don't pray. But if you do pray to Odin or God Odin to me, and pray tonight that victory is ours in the Britain getting out of the European Union, because it should be the spark, and others are just waiting. I know the Patriot leaders in Holland are waiting. They've already said so. And others, too, have said so. They're just waiting. Irish tenor John McCormick.
Are you constantly thinking naughty, hateful thoughts about the Jews? Do you find yourself actually wishing the gas chambers were real?
Do you hate the sight of a yarmulke because it reminds you of the parasitic race that has their greedy little hands in just about everything? Well, then we have got something for you. Ask your doctor about Anti-Semitox. Anti-Semitox is a long-acting injectable lobotomy that assures you will never think those anti-Semitic thoughts ever again. May cause suicide, depersonalization, thoughts of ripping off your skin, your dick may fall off, and you may become infertile. I made the switch to Anti-Semitox. Now I don't even care if I'm a goyim slave. Thanks, Jews!
Okay, so I clicked off the mute button. Beautiful John McCormick there. God, I still can't believe my old tune's here for an American audience. And I thank all of you out there. I never had a chatter say, not once, there's one chatter say, well, what's a Canadian doing involved in our politics? No, siree. Got a winning team here, as I've said other weeks. Bring out the butter. But it's just fantastic. It's hard doing the shows, I'll tell you that. I write out my script, and having guests, I've told you why I won't have guests, because of too many traps, and I've been through the mill of traps, and I don't feel like any more. I don't want to take a chance. Just continuing on the Brexit thing, now I'm no economist, but as the politicians act, you know, there's a lot of cowardly politicians in our white race all over the place, in the Senate, in America even as well. And when they see a big vote against what they want, they sometimes switch sides. They just put their finger up and smell which way is the wind blowing. So, you know, Cameron, who's he going to deal with then? The other European nations may follow suit. I think they will. Of course they will. Already the patriot groups in the old European countries are growing, but they were never going to win that final vote. That's what I said last week or the week before. Because they always seem to get stopped. The Austrian was going to be close. Jean-Marie Le Pen was going to be close, but not close isn't good enough. However, ha, 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 ha. Here comes the cavalry. Maybe the Brexit vote to leave will get enough votes. Maybe that'll do the trick for the votes that are needed to put the others over the top. But again, as said in previous broadcasts, they've got to overcome the pure numbers game. And again, I give Covington's show credit today for going in depth on the numbers game. That are we going to be beat with the feminist vote, and the homosexual vote, and the colors, and the whole ugly rainbow, not the beautiful rainbow that God Odin gave us, but the ugly rainbow. That vote is out there. Just hoping that enough British whites got out and vote tomorrow to get the hell out. If we win on that tomorrow, I think it's going to be a tipping point. Then a Democratic vote just might make it. It'll be the last chance in Europe if matters are going to be solved peacefully. Last chance for a Democratic vote. If matters are going to be solved peacefully. That's all there is to it. And by peacefully, I mean legal defense. Legal underground get-togethers. Three or more people. Actually, I have a short editorial that's been on the British People's League homepage for a long time. It doesn't need to change. It's all there. It just gives some suggestions further to what I blab about here as to how to handle your first get-together. You can do it in a party fashion, clink glasses, take an oath to each other. Doesn't have to be as dramatic as our hero Robert Matthews when they surrounded the baby and pledged an oath to the future of white children. And then one of them was a dirty rat spy right in the circle. No, even if it's only three people get together once a week, once every 2 weeks minimum. You wait a month, you lose enthusiasm. It's just like if I only do these broadcasts once a month, I couldn't keep up the momentum. Likewise, likewise with the 2 hours. Man alive, talk about freedom of speech you Americans have. Still freedom of speech. Sure, 1 hour is fine, but 2 hours, boy, there's a chance to cover everything. And I know Shanae does it well with her tapes of situations. If I could tape stuff technically properly, I'd be doing the same thing, believe me. But I'm a technical dinosaur. I can't even hang drapes. No excuse. But, hey, I got an old pal. He's a computer whiz, and he says, oh, you're just lazy. You just don't want to learn that. Well, excuse me. Technical stuff goes against the grain. I'll tell you a cute story in that statement, too, against the grain. When I applied at the University of Toronto, early 30s, no, I'm not that old, folks, in the 30s of my age, not the 1930s, although maybe I am a reincarnation of one of Mosley's boys, but I don't think so. Okay, so when I applied to the different campuses, downtown university, it had 70%, I just made it. First choice was the Anglican Trinity College at University of Toronto. I was raised Anglican before it turned multicultural. And my second choice was St. Michael's College, the Catholic persuasion, because St. Michael's University of Toronto had a great worldwide image for philosophy around the world. So I got home one day to the room and house, and old Van De Witt, the Dutch landlord, said, well, Beatty, you better start saying Hail Marys because the priest phoned and you're in St. Michael's. It was great. 2 years of real philosophical learning. But what was my point? I know a professor, well, I'm sure he's passed on, so I can mention the name, Larry Lynch, was just terrific at heavy-duty philosophy, angles and angles and more angles and what if and what if. And one day he was talking about Descartes. I am, therefore I exist, or whatever. But it just went against the grain. And that's exactly what Lynch said. I had the whole class roaring one time, it's against the grain. And Lynch said, so it's against the grain. And that's a fact. So we've all got our powers here, and I can't wait to hear Rose's commercial. I know that Shield Maiden did a great job at it. So there's some talent there, and I'm sure there's more hidden talents. And the fellows in Holland and Netherlands add their bit. So everyone has their talent to offer, and everyone has their defects. Well, we don't accent the defects. It's a good thing the management here is so patient with me, because now I've got crawling spiders that jump onto my mute button. Right now, still open. I haven't heard from Sean for a bit, so I apologize too, but you can understand, folks, that we're doing the best we can. And hopefully we've got some of you there with a few shekels to spare that you might consider donating. There's a big donate spot on the homepage of the Renegade Broadcasting and the Renegade Tribune. I've seen them. I wish I could donate, but I just got a hard time keeping going myself, just as so many chatters have. So there's various ways you can pitch in. Now we're going full circle to that great email I received just shortly before the show from the hills of Tennessee. And they've been doing leaflets and scores and scores and scores of leafleting. Active group. Well, that's their bag. I suppose it keeps them cheerful. I suppose I was in the hills of Tennessee, I might feel differently about the legal undergrounds, but all I can see up here in Canada, those in the cities, you can't have street demonstrations, the cops and the lefties and the mobs and the screams and the yells and the regular hotel meetings as happened in the last week. They're no longer viable. They're just a waste of time and money. So legal underground get-togethers. And I am pleased that I've had emails from young people who want to pursue the legal underground get-together. And there was one a couple of weeks ago from Northern England, and he put it well. He said, well, we don't bother going to some of the white groups, the political groups in the open, because there's so many infiltrators and agents. So we just have our beer and we meet at the homes anyway. So there we go. Perfect. And that's the way to do it. Like, even take that meeting that got canceled last week in Western Canada, the hotel. I'm sure there was probably only going to be about, let's say, 20 to 25 attendees at the most. I happen to know what goes on in Canada. So 25 attendees. You're going to tell me 25 attendees couldn't fit into a home or an apartment? I had a housewarming here. I had about 55 people at the housewarming. That's before the publicity hit the fan in 2011. Everybody was comfortable. You know what I'm talking about out there. You look around your apartments, you know that you could squeeze in minimum 10, 15 people. Well, legal underground units should only have, I would say, 6 people at the most. Now, that mute button snuck in there again. I tell you, that's weird. Wow. I can't believe that. I will say my screen went off. Anyway, it's a good diversion from Beatty rehearsing the same thing over and over again. Well, I think it's important. Isn't that what the better of your school teachers did? They reviewed and went around in circles. I got my neck going around in circles watching the cat and mouse here. Is the little mouse arrow going to shoot over to the mute? Not again, because I'm watching. No, it could be this computer. I don't want to cry about it, but I do hope some people out there take note of the P.O. box on the homepage, because I got to accent the positive, but I got to face the reality that this computer may crash one day. I know it's only operating at half function. I can't even put WordPerfect back on. I just have enough to do Skype and emails and so on, but if it ever collapsed, it doesn't mean I'm done or I'm finito. No, we'll find a way to get back. But if anyone wanted to pitch into Beatty's computer fund, I know. We go from Renegade to now Beatty's Crying the Blues. Okay, enough of that. But if you have got your pens handy, I will give the post office box, just in case you hear some dramatic news from management at Renegade Broadcasting here one day that Beatty's computer finally went bust. I've got a couple of contact points for management here at Renegade if anything does go wrong. So at least if you have the British People's League postal box, you have a way of keeping in touch, even if it is the old-fashioned way. So it's P.O. Box 691. P.O. Box 691. Minden, M-I-N-D-E-N, Minden, Ontario, Canada. K-O-M, that's Kiss Our Mothers, 2-K-O. Ironically, Minden's, how do they team up the cities? They usually do it with a third world country, but in this case, there is a Minden in Germany that Minden, Ontario was named after. And some visitors from Minden, Germany came over. But I wasn't invited to the party. Okay, I'll look through the list here. How you doing tonight, folks? Beatty's doing just fine. Beatty boy's come alive. Yeah, because it's getting near the end of the show. I love talking to you. But how many points do I make out? See, I set out each half hour. I set out from 8 to 8:30, 8:30 to 9, 9 to 9:30, 9:30 to 10 with points. But I was done the 8 p.m. to 8:30 schedule in 5 minutes. So I can see that next week I'll have to write out a lot more points. But frankly, I just like to get to the emotional personalities. I leave the educational pages up to others, and there's some brilliant pages on Renegade Tribune. But I leave that up to others. I play in the emotions of people, and I'll brag there. One, just the piece who knew a personal friend of mine who's passed away, and he couldn't resist but mention, well, my friend, the paralegal John Beatty, appears in your court sometimes because they were meeting on a social basis. And this particular person said, this particular court guru said, well, Beatty does very well in our courts. And the reason is he plays on the hearts of the judges. Beatty plays on the hearts of the judges. I consider that a compliment. A compliment. And I got to tell you, in the 20 years that I was active in the courts in Ontario, I was treated with respect. And that's all I can say. Well, I hope I'm playing on the hearts of Renegade listeners. I hope I'm playing on the hearts of you chatters. You're a fine bunch. I wish I could mimic an Irish accent, because I'd like to say, no finer bunch would you ever get to. But it sounds too much like a Minden Hillbilly. That's why I tuned in with the Tennessee's email. Keep those emails coming, folks. It keeps this old boy alive. It keeps this old boy alive. Boy, I feel so good about the show tonight. I might even shave tomorrow. I'll have to break down and get a haircut later on in the week before somebody spots me. If any of you chatters saw me, the hair is growing sideways on the side of my head. Like, was it Ben Gurion, the Jew over there? One of the big shots said the hair growing out sideways. Well, that's what I'm starting to look like. So I better get a haircut before I get hung by my fellow white patriots. But hell, when you're my age, you can do it as you wish. Now, this isn't political, Beatty. What are you yapping for? Well, I'm playing on the personality angle. There were those in Ontario, I think there's a new listener from Oshawa, Ontario, because I noticed more hits and clicks from Oshawa when I checked the Google Analytics tells you the cities it comes in. I don't even know why I brought up Oshawa. But anyway, for new listeners, I'm just glad you've come aboard. And it would be nice if at the tail end of the show I could remember what the hell I'm talking about. Personality angle, that's what I wanted to get at. The Toronto, that's why I brought up Canada and Ontario. The Toronto Sun paper was an offshoot from the granddaddy, the Toronto Telegram, for years. The Toronto Sun started out with an alcoholic, which I'm not, an alcoholic writer, but he played, and I'm sorry to use the word play, God, I'm slipping. He promoted and pronounced the personal angle in his monthly column. Monthly, it was more than monthly. His name was Paul Rimstead. He was loved. He talked personal, even though he talked a little bit better than kosher conservative, but he talked personal. He had a huge following because of the personal touch. Well, I'm not after a huge following, but I just want to stress, you're not going to find all the details about the conspiracies through these lips here. Doesn't mean I don't believe that there aren't conspiracies. It's just not my bag. I like talking people to people, eyeball to eyeball, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust. Well, I've been eating dust all my life, but it's worth it for our ancestry. It's worth it for the memory of our ancestors under God and Odin's clear blue sky. Who gets Thor's Day? None other than Sean, I believe, gets Thor's Day. That's good signs right there. You know, it'll shock liberals when you just quote them the days of the week from all of the old Odin's days. You want to shock them, just start out with Moon, Monday, Sun, Sunday, Friday. It's just stupid, but I've seen shocked heads at that even. My own son-in-law. They don't know what the hell's going on. But I leave that up to you folks. My job is to glue you listeners to Renegade Broadcasting even more than you are now. I just want to add glue every Odin's evening. I want to add glue, glue you all together tighter than you are. You're doing a great job of it in chat as it is. Now, what do we got? 10 minutes to go. Okay, we've covered Legal Undergrounds enough. Covered personalities. Well, we could polish up with the word fear again. I think I've done that before. And it is a naughty word. Fear is used too much. The line has to be drawn somewhere. But yes, you have to eat, you have to feed your family. But if that fear word affects your lives, that you're afraid to talk outside your front doors, that's why it's so important to have a once a week get together, if not once a week, minimum twice a month with even three people. But you're going to talk the white man's language. You're going to review things like we do in these shows. Not talk about Aunt Nellie or the curling club or the latest strip joint. You're going to talk about what we're talking about in the warmth of your home and over a beer or coffee or whatever the hell turns you on. But it's got to be that particular night is set aside for white patriotism. And what's the end game? Well, you get to know each other even better because there may come a time when you rely on each other for your very lives. Like I've said before, the Balkanization, the black mobs are not going to burn themselves to the ground and then just sit there. I found out, folks, it's tied in, it's at my end, the interruptions. The screen goes off and then the mute. But I gotta get the mute button. If I had the mute button on the big show page, that might help. But now I found out it is at my end. So I'm ending the show off with a guilty conscience. I don't know if I'm supposed to do Hail Marys or Hail Odin or Hail God or what. But I definitely know now that when the screen went. But yeah, I say that, but I know the time Sean tipped me off, there was something on the mute. The screen wasn't off, but I believe it may be this computer. Okay, I've covered enough of that. So don't forget again, it's BritishCanada@gmail.com. BritishCanada@gmail.com. And we've given equal time to the Irish tonight with John McCormick singing for you. And I apologize to the South African new emailer that I didn't just, you know, read out from the links, the great links you sent me. But many of our listeners know the story. I think Sinead is working on a documentary about South Africa and how bad things are. And I'm guilty. I should be stressing it more and more. But honestly, the things that are going on in South Africa are now going on the outskirts of Detroit, Chicago, Toronto, Ontario. It's going on everywhere. But of course we've got sympathy for the whites in South Africa. Boers, the Anglos, the Afrikaners, whoever. They're our white cousins. And if there's anything we could do for you, we would, that's for sure. But we have to have a strong greenhouse here. The green peppers get sturdy in the greenhouse. Well, Renegade Broadcasting has to be built strong. And the stronger we are, then the more we can do for everyone and hopefully help South Africans as well. We've got a large plantation to look after here, haven't we? But we're doing it. We're doing it. As Bing Crosby says, accent the positive and deflate the negative. Well, we've covered a lot of the negative, but we've tied in up with positive thinking on every point on every aspect. Regrouping for survival, that's what I thought, especially in America, you'd have to do. But after I saw that photo from the Tennessee gang, shouldn't use the word gang, but after I saw that photo, I thought, Beanie Boy, that's redundant. They are regrouped. Kyle really started something with that white man's march. He gave people spirit, spunk, splendor, and a feeling of superiority again. What's wrong with being supreme? White supremacy, what's wrong with that? It didn't say white butchery. Just as we're supreme, we got the moon first. White space pilots. I still haven't heard of any colored space pilots. Hey, there's Sambo agreeing. Or maybe he's ticked off because I'm being prejudiced. Well, what am I supposed to call him? He's down below me here. Oh, he snuck out the other night. I nearly trapped him in the garage. And then I thought that'd be against the Human Rights Commission. So I had to put up with him out there. So how desperate is Beanie getting? He tails off the end of the show talking about his bloody cat. Well, I want to thank you all for listening in this Odin's Day, June 22nd, 2016. And just keep those emails coming. And check out our homepage, BritishPeoplesLeague.com. And those of you who support the League of the South, that's a great organization with the President Michael Hill. No two ways about it. And a member of the League of the South was thrilled last week. The show ended up with the Bonnie Blue flag. So that was cool. That was cool. And so I thank the network for pushing me. I should have had the tunes picked out ages ago. I have to be in the right mood to do anything, don't we all? So we look forward to Sean's show tomorrow night. And Beattie's looking forward to the last 3 minutes till the music comes on. I'll be so sad leaving you folks tonight. Well, you know I love y'all or I wouldn't be here. What else have we got? Music. You better listen to me, sugar roller, catch the red at the high school rocket. At the high school rocket. Honey, get your bobby shoes. I got everybody hopping, everybody bopping. I've been at the high school hop. Oh, I've been at the high school hop. For the white race. Taking up the high school hop. Moving up the high school hop. Rolling up the high school hop. Well, everybody's hopping, been a bop, 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 and you're bopping at the high school hop. I'm all pretty people, let me rock a little bit tonight.
Alex Jones here. I have hacked into the Renegade Matrix to bring you this message. The Nazis on this network have been lying to you. It's not the Jews in charge of the NWO. They are not committing white genocide. The real enemy is the Germanic death cult setting up their Fourth Reich. And Renegade Broadcasting is the new Aryan Axis. I think the Gestapo are coming to silence me. And if you're hearing this, you are the Resistance.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought her.